This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Brothers and sisters in Islam, today inshallah we have a very interesting, I would say sweet lecture inshallah, talking about the messengers and the belief in the messengers. A knowledge, by the way, that all of you must possess. An average Muslim must know the information that we'll share with you tonight. Today, we are dealing with the fourth pillar of Iman. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. The Prophet, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, believed in what was revealed to him and the believers. كلٌ, all of them. آمن بالله, one. They believed in Allah. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, they believed in the angels. And come with the belief in the angels, the belief in the jinn. وَكُتُبِهِ, and the books. And this was the subject of the last lecture. And today, وَرُسُلِهِ, believe in the messengers. When Jibreel alayhi salam, in the famous hadith, came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in a form of a man, he asked him, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is al-Iman? What is faith? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-Iman, faith, an tu'mina billahi, that you believe in Allah, wa malaikatihi, the angels, wa kutubihi, the books, wa rusulihi, the messengers, وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, the day of resurrection, وَالْقَدَرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ, and the destiny, the ordainment of things. I'm going to share with you the items that, inshallah, I will share with you quickly because I want, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, have some time to talk about Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Number one, whoever disbelieves in one messenger, he has disbelieved in all the messengers. And I'll give you evidence. If you disbelieve in one messenger, you disbelieve in all the messengers. Allah is the one who has the right to choose his messengers. Messengers and prophets are chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The messengers are the best of mankind. Prophethood and messengership stayed in the descendants, the offspring of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. So anybody who comes and claims that he's a prophet and a messenger, but not from the descendants of Ibrahim, thank you. Buddha, Huda, Shuda, all, thank you. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last messenger. Anybody who comes now and tell you, I'm a prophet, I'm a messenger, get a life. Right. These, believing in these things help you. Help you settle issues that could create doubt in your heart. The sisters are not going to be happy with this one, but I have to say it. The messengers are men. They cannot be women. And I'll give the wisdom why, sisters. The messengers and the prophets earned their livings. They used to work. The messengers and the prophets have no aspects of divinity. They are human beings like you and me. They eat, they drink. They walk in the market, they go shopping. They do. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا قَبْلَكَ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِلَّا إِنَّهُمْ لَيَأْكُلُونَ الطَّعَامَ وَيَمْشُونَ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. The issue of عِصْمَةُ الرُّسُلِ, a concept that we hear all the time. What is عِصْمَة? عِصْمَة. The miracle of the prophet. What's it about? The messengers and the prophets are the people who are tested most. أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً. Messengers and prophets die. How many messengers and prophets came to mankind? The numbers. Every nation had a messenger. وَمَا مِنْ أُمَّةٍ إِلَّا خَلَى فِيهَا نَذِيرٌ. Who is the first messenger and who is the last messenger? And with this, what is the difference between a prophet and a messenger? What are some of the names of the messengers and the prophets mentioned in the Quran? Can we say this messenger is better than this messenger? How can you achieve iman in the messengers? And then we talk about Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Will we be able to cover all of this? Quickly, we're going to scan through it quickly. But this is information that I just feel sad if you, some of you do not have it. Because you must learn that. You must learn that. So are we ready?